Blog Talk Radio.
I almost felt like saying, how do I know when to go to break?
Oh, that would be funny. That's the first show.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What's going on?
Well, I got some weird news stories.
On a rainy Sunday?
On this show. On this rainy Sunday,
well,
yeah.
What's the first one you got?
We've got, you can go to jail for wearing saggy pants.
You can?
You can, I guess.
Well, then I'm definitely going to be arrested when I leave the apartment today.
Uh-oh.
I've got new Mel Gibson rant audio.
Oh, yeah. He's back and crazy.
He is back and crazier than ever.
Kids change their attendance record out of high school.
Okay.
Yeah, they get in trouble for that. Can't do that.
Well, I guess it's against the rules. We've got the best of the terrible videos on YouTube. Terrible music videos, to be exact.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
I like that. And I guess it's probably a pretty slow, weird news week because the last one here is a really expensive penny.
You know what?
And that,
I got stuff to say about that later, but I don't know about that story, but I'll tell you later.
Yeah, okay.
And finally, possible triumphant return of Blog Talk Radio community time. Who knows?
That's exciting. I like that. I want to get into that.
I think it'll be good. All coming up on this week's fourth week of April.
Yeah.
Derek and Kay Show, press that button.
All right.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is April 22nd, 2012.
Very slow build up to it.
It is a little, yeah.
Climax there.
It is a little slow there. I don't know. We're over 8,800 listeners. I think we're probably close to 8,900. I didn't check those numbers this morning.
I think so, too.
I bet
we're getting there.
Damn close.
We're getting there. Thanks for the support, everyone.
Yeah. Tell your friends. I am Derek. And right over there is Kay.
And I'm Fluttershy.
Fluttershy.
And you can contact the Derek and Kay Show many methods. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at our handle dkradioshow. And call us when we're live between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock every Sunday at 661-467-2416.
Yes.
Let us know what's on your mind. Let us know how you're spending this rainy, depressing Sunday.
It is really gray and dark out there.
It is. It's terrible. But
I'm
very
down.
Glad that the Red Sox game was rained out
today. Yeah.
Otherwise, I would not have been able to find parking.
I had no idea that was even happening.
Yes,
the
it's
Red Sox.
Happening. Yes,
yeah.
Red Sox are happening. I feel like it's been ages since there's been a baseball season.
I know.
The last season just blew up, wasn't it?
You might say that.
It was bad. But it's back on. But they're not doing that great anyway. They're still, you know.
No, there it goes. It just blew up. So
still not going very well.
Didn't they lost to the Yankees or something like that?
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, they've been losing a lot lately.
But,
a lot.
Fenway Park, 100 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the same day that I became older.
That's right.
Yes. How inconvenient for me.
Cha-cha-cha!
Yes, my birthday was also Friday.
Yeah.
And I was very irritated by the fact that the Red Sox stadium, Fenway Park, was also Friday.
Yeah. Birthday. You know, people were just walking around. They looked lost.
Oh, it was insane.
The streets
here
were full. Yeah. I was just trying to get to the gym, run across the street, and they go through this crowd of people. Yeah, I don't know what I didn't even know what was going on until I think Tom is the one who actually told me.
So I only found out because of Tom as well.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And we're supposed to have the party here for you, and then the party, you know, party across the street.
It's a party everywhere.
It's crazy. That always happens when I try to plan something here. There's always like, okay, I find out there's no baseball, and then they have like
something else
like this, which
yeah,
you wouldn't have thought of, or a concert that only happens twice a year.
What did they have going on there on Friday? Was it like
a
thing?
It looked like I thought it was like maybe an open house. Like they're just like people are walking through the stands. Like it looked like tours or something. I don't know, because I see that during the day sometimes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They got to try to make a buck.
I guess so.
Anywhere.
I'm sure.
Because last season, last season when the Red Sox didn't do very well,
they blow it up.
They blow it up.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I guess they lost a lot of money.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because there's games they didn't play then, right?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah.
And then the attendance gets low.
There was no postseason games, and then you know, so people don't eat at restaurants in Fenway Park.
Oh,
they
yeah,
don't
yeah
go and buy, you know, jerseys and stuff.
Wait, these places are packed.
Is it jerseys for baseball? Did I just botch that?
T-shirts. I don't know. They probably say jersey. I don't know.
Who cares?
It doesn't really matter.
Who?
Oh, you mean
cares?
Like a different sports, like jersey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Baseball or is
it? Do baseballs have? Is it just shirts? It's not jerseys, right?
I have no idea.
You can buy a football jersey.
Yeah.
And a soccer jersey.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
A basketball jersey, but you can't buy a baseball jersey.
Yeah, it might not be for baseball.
I don't know.
Wow.
Someone call us. Anyway, I'm older.
You're older.
I'm older.
Yeah.
And thanks for the fun celebration.
That was really fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I enjoyed the rock band.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
The Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah, finally got Rick.
We got Rick Rolled. We Rick Rolled the whole party.
We that's right.
It was very fun.
It was really fun.
And yesterday I went to go see a lovely concert, L'Academy.
Oh, really?
Orchestra.
Yeah,
yes.
Nice.
It was very lovely. So come, you got to check out this orchestra if you're living in the Boston area. The
yeah
Baroque Orchestra led by my friend Leslie Kwan.
Yeah.
Lovely sound coming from the ensemble.
That's great.
Anyway, so today is a new day.
I'm just coming back from dancing all weekend like a freaking maniac.
You were dancing like a maniac?
Oh, my gosh. I am sore. My feet are like hot. I felt like, you know, like the friction or something. I felt like... Actually, one of my shoes actually does have a hole in it.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, I've been dancing like probably 8 hours in the last 2 days.
Then
crazy.
Why aren't you sitting? Why are you just standing up?
I got a stool here. Maybe I should...
you might want to sit down.
Yeah, maybe I should sit down. But it's been great. New England Folk Festival. A lot of great music. A lot of great people. It's not, you know, I'm dancing like this. This has been like over 7 years. It's just nice seeing those same people at dances like that. It's kind of a nice
for
community.
The last 7 years.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice little community thing.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of community,
friends and family. Oh yes.
I'm excited to maybe get some community time.
You know, it'd be great. It's
been
such
a while
a great
since
bit
we've done.
I love it.
BTR community time.
I think we got a great thing going, but people that we call, they don't quite get it sometimes.
Do you know who's actually back?
Who's back?
Barbie Bitch Radio.
Really?
Yes.
They need to pick up our call.
Yeah. I don't know if they're on tonight, but they certainly are back. They're
all
back
right
under a different username.
Are they really?
Yes.
I wonder if they got the boot.
I don't know.
Because you can get booted for certain things.
Can you?
I think so.
How can you get booted from Blog Talk Radio?
I don't know. I remember hearing something about someone getting booted.
I've been listening to some shows
nothing
today.
Nothing that we do. Crap.
There's some crap out there.
Yeah, there are some bad shows.
I mean, on days that we're not on. And there's a lot of profanity out there, actually, too.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
A lot. Speaking of profanity,
we had a lot of that last week. Oh, yes.
Well, we're going to get right to it after I give the highlights for today. Today is April 22nd, which means it's Earth Day.
That's great.
And also Girl Scout Leader Day and National Jelly Bean Day.
Oh, fantastic. I love jelly beans.
Do you have any jelly beans?
I got bags of them.
Wait, those are jelly beans? I thought they were Starburst.
They're Starburst jelly beans.
They
I've
are?
Got some other ones if you like the other one.
What kind of how are the Starburst jelly beans different from regular jelly beans?
Those are supposed to be sour, but they're not that sour.
They're supposed to be sour?
These are, well, you know, like Cabbage Patch things. And then we got...
Like Cabbage Patch? You mean Sour Patch?
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, Sour Patch.
I don't normally eat Cabbage Patch Kids. Mm. Let's see.
They're so good with that yarn hair.
What's the green flavor? Oh, that's blue.
Chemical? Probably.
Let's try it.
Try it. And then I got the traditional jelly beans here. Wow, this is great. Yummy?
The blue one's just dreadful.
Is it?
Yes.
What does it taste like?
Chemical. Windex.
It is, isn't it?
Windex.
Mmm.
Isn't it yummy?
That doesn't make me want to try another one here.
Well, you want the traditional ones?
What flavors? This is the red.
Cranberry.
It's a little tart. It's like tart cherry. You know, man, these aren't good.
No?
I don't like these.
Try these then.
Here's the rubber band. This is like a rubber band you got from the grocery store because it's got a coat on it.
Yeah, you like these, right?
These are the Brock's.
Yeah.
Tiny jelly bird eggs. Let's see.
I really like the traditional ones.
You got some black ones in here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Let's see.
I want to try one of those blue sour ones.
This is Easter from when was Easter? A couple weeks ago?
Mm.
I like the licorice ones.
Yeah, those are good, huh?
Those are super.
These aren't bad.
I think they're a little bit dreadful.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of the yellow ones in here. Those are the ones I don't like.
You don't like the yellow ones?
No.
What is that supposed to taste like? We did this all
yellow?
Last week, didn't we?
Yellow is lemon.
Is it really? Okay.
With my quotation mark fingers. What is pink?
I don't know.
Let's try it.
Hmm. It's a show of us eating jelly beans.
You know what flavor pink is?
What's that? Oh, it tells you?
Sweet.
Oh, that's delicious. Tastes just like sweet.
No, it does tell you. It says, enjoy Brock's tiny jelly bird eggs with the classic flavors of pineapple. One of these is pineapple?
Which one is that?
I don't know.
The white
pineapple,
one?
Pineapple, lemon. How do you distinguish between the pineapple and the lemon?
What's the color difference?
I don't know. Pineapple, lemon, orange, strawberry, cherry, raspberry, lime, grape, and anise. Oh. They didn't want to say licorice. They just said anise.
Yeah. That's funny.
I want the pineapple if that's in here. Is the pineapple
the
like
pineapple
the white one?
White, yeah.
Yummy. Picky. Let's see. Mm. Yes, this is the pineapple one. That's good.
The white one?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you didn't like the white ones.
I don't like the white ones if they just taste like sugar.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It tastes like pineapple.
It tastes like pineapple. It's money. Anyway, we're not going to eat jelly beans the whole show.
Well, we might, but we might not talk about the whole show.
But we are going to talk about Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
So, the first Derek and Kay show we ever broadcasted.
I'm looking for it.
We spent a lot of time talking about Mel Gibson's voicemail messages to his then-girlfriend.
Yeah.
What's her name? Oksana Grigorieva or whatever.
It was kind of all we had.
Yeah, it was all we had, and we talked about it for...
Yeah.
You're a pain in the ass.
Right.
That's how that begins. Stop being that.
Yeah, crazy
so
Mel.
We know Mel Gibson's kind of a crazy person, but now we've got new, fresh.
Oh yeah.
Fresh this week, Mel Gibson audio clips. So we'd be doing you a disservice if we didn't talk about it. So the recording is about 2.5 minutes long. I edited it, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it captures part of an angry Bender described by Joe Esterhaus, who was there. He was the director who he's working with.
Mm-hmm.
It's on December 7th, 2011. So this is from last year. He's been sitting on it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Esterhaus's 15-year-old son recorded it on his iPhone. His parents, both his wife, or I guess maybe his wife, I don't know. So his mom and dad were there. And he's going crazy. They were at his home in Costa Rica. Nice home.
Oh wow!
And I have to warn everyone out there that this I did not edit it out.
Oh okay.
I did not edit out the explicit language.
There's some yeah.
So there's F bombs. There's S bombs. There's C sucker. Everything in here.
Oh boy!
So if you have little kids, have them leave the room or don't listen to this podcast. But the transcript is. Why don't I have a first draft of The Maccabees? That's the movie they were working on, I guess.
Right.
What the F have you been doing? I'll type it, and then mumbling inaudible. It's her. I go to work, you're getting paid, I'm not, S. I'm earning money for a filthy XC sucker who takes advantage of me, just like every other MF-er. So hurry the F up. And he throws things, and he knocks down a pole at a totem pole. F. God. And
jeez.
It comes up, and then the best part, who wants to eat? Who the F wants to eat? Go and have something to eat. Hooray! And then he screams, F, F, F.
Yeah.
Fucking hate. Effing cunt cocksucker.
Oh, my
whore.
Gosh.
F.
And the way, and those are really bad things, but we're going to play the clip in a bit, but the way, it's like the way that he's saying, like, the first part about the script might not be so crazy,
yeah.
But he is screaming.
Screaming, he's probably like right in front of his face.
Yeah, it's just insane.
It's so insane. So the audio is a little hard to hear because it's from a distance,
right?
But it's fantastic. Now let's see if I can find it. Oh, let's see. Oh, I don't have the edited one here. Let's see.
Crazy it. Mel.
Crazy Mel Gibson. All right, here it is.
Why do I have a
my favorite part coming up soon.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not the one I edited, by the way. I for some reason I can't find that one.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of...
Who wants to eat? Who the fuck wants to eat? Go have something to eat! Hooray!
All right, we got to stop and listen to that again, because
that's
my
that's
favorite
awesome. That is the
part.
Best part.
He's going crazy.
He is insane.
Okay, here we go.
Wow.
Ooh.
He's screaming. Just screaming the F-bomb. Oh, I think this is the part where he gets into his car and drives away.
Oh, really?
He just leaves. But that's my favorite part right here.
Who wants to eat? Yeah. Who the fuck wants to eat? Go have something to eat! Hooray!
That's awesome.
What is his problem? Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what I... We got... There was a little bit of an interview from the rap.com that told... Joe told him why... Or, like, he was describing what happened, actually.
Okay.
Well, you know, Mel publicly called me a liar. I've heard from my media sources that he's trying to orchestrate a PR offensive questioning my truthfulness. And my son, Nick, who made this recording, said to me, we were terrified up there that night. The help... told their kids to leave the house and to take shelter in another house. His mother wound up really crying. And Nick took a butcher knife from the kitchen and slept with it under his pillow.
Yeah.
And he said, we were really scared, and no human being should treat another the way that he treated us. And this recording
Who the fuck wants to eat? Hooray!
What is his problem?
Crazy. Bipolar.
I think it's more than that.
Yeah. There's, you know, I mean, I guess everybody's got that maybe like some anger and rage.
Yeah.
But to do that in front of people, and he's doing that
in front of a
15-year-old. I keep thinking of that part, who's actually recording this.
Yeah.
It's just nuts.
There must be some video, too.
There must be. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I would kill to see the video.
That would be pretty entertaining to see.
Oh, it would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing, when I was listening to this, the whole time I was thinking, why is he just yelling?
Yeah, it's just like he's yelling.
He's just yelling. And the part where he's just, like, he's just...
Fuck, what's he?
Oh, we've got this again.
Hooray!
He's just screaming F-bombs.
Fuck! Fuck, what's he?
What is his deal?
He's got a little bit of anger issues there, maybe.
Just a little bit.
A little touch, a little dusting.
He really hates that Oksana Grigorieva, doesn't he?
What's the deal with them? What happened with them?
Well, I think he has to give her money because, you know, like child support.
So they're split up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he wants to kill her. That whole thing where he's talking about, I have to work. Because the money. Yeah, the money.
I see.
He's talking about her.
I see.
Yeah. Or we assume he's talking about her.
Wow.
It's crazy town.
Happy guy. Pretty happy guy.
Would you have dinner and drinks with Mel Gibson?
Oh, man. I'd be so scared. I just wouldn't want to be... I can't imagine being in the same room with that.
Well, what if he's just normal?
Who knows what he's going to do?
If you... Okay. How much... For you to have dinner and drinks with Mel Gibson and to bring up Oksana.
Yeah.
Or to bring Oksana as your date. How much?
That would be it would be like an instant explosion.
Well, if you were at dinner you could have this
conversation.
That's
right. You could
have this conversation.
Go have something to eat.
Hooray.
I could start with that.
The hooray is my favorite part of that. Why?
This is crazy.
He's just screaming hooray! Stuff for no reason. Hooray!
And who's going to be like, yeah, actually, I'm kind of hungry. Let's have some food. Yeah, like, you're not going to be calm about it.
Who wants to eat? Who the fuck wants to eat? Go have something to eat. Hooray!
Why did he even say that?
Crazy. A chucklehead. He's got some real issues. That's gonna really hurt him. He's doing this movie. Is this something about the Jews? I heard.
Yeah, the Maccabees.
Like, so he's trying to make up for like all the negative Jew thing that he's done, right?
The negative Jew thing that he's done. What does that mean?
Wasn't he like slanting? I don't know.
I don't know. He's very devout, and he's just
crazy.
A mess. Hot mess.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot mess.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a break?
Yeah.
And I got something after the break.
Yeah? You got something?
We got to talk about hot problems.
Hot problems?
Yes.
Okay.
After the break.
All right. Hot problems coming up.
Hot problems.
Stay tuned.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Ben and Rhea just can't get enough of the Glory Hole theme park.
Glory Hole. Just take your breath.
The place for magic and adventure. We all like speaking rodents to entertain and educate our kids. And now with Jerry Gerbil, the kids have someone they can really relate to.
Kids, come and play. I've got puppies to show you.
Yay, it's time speaking rodents.
Go on, kids, have fun.
I know it's safe. Jerry's wearing a latex bodysuit.
See you later, Mom. We're off to have fun with strangers.
Glory hole.
Flaming Scream Machine. Glory Hole Theme Park.
Glory Hole.
Open every day till 3 a.m. Come live the mystery.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
It is the Derek and Kay Show. How about that glory hole theme park? That would be fun, huh?
It would be fun. There's a lot of people posting about food on Facebook right now.
Really? It's a big thing?
It's a big thing right now. In the past, like all day, people have been posting pictures of food, stories about food, food porn. It's all Food Sunday.
It's kind of a weird thing. Sometimes I do that. I'll snap a shot of something, but I don't think it's kind of weird. But I don't know.
Let's
do it.
People love to post pictures of food.
Yeah, I like
you can get in touch with us in many ways. Would you like to hear them?
I would.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandk.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed. Tweet us at our handle, dkradioshow. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. I like this song.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Nice. Nice song.
Angel Face.
Angel Face. Anyway, I got a good song for you. Have you
Me
heard?
Do.
Have you heard the new hit song, Hot Problems?
Hot Problems? No,
yes.
I have not.
You haven't?
No.
Well, this is the new group called Double Take, and they are 17-year-old high school girls, Drew Garrett and Lauren Wiley, and the lyrics are, you know, hot girls, we have problems too. We're just like you, except we're hot. And here's the song. You're going to love
it. Okay, great.
Almost as good as Friday.
Oh.
YouTube has gotten over 2 million views.
When did this come out?
Like the 15th or something.
Oh, wow.
Like maybe just a few days ago.
All right.
And the video is just like these two girls in a limo just singing. Well, kind of singing.
Are they hot?
Not really.
Oh, they're not. That's kind of funny.
I mean, I guess they're cute.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they were interviewed by like Good Morning America and they asked... it'd be funnier if they were serious about it, but they weren't really serious. And they said they're not really serious about the song, and we don't think we're that hot, no.
Okay.
But this video is
it.
Getting a lot of run on the internet.
I'm going to have to check that out.
It's been posted on our blog, DerekandK.blogspot.com, for you to all view and look at.
Awesome.
Just like you, except we're hot. But we gotta break it down now.
Why oh why can't you see? You all are just like me. We make mistakes and get in trouble. Now you know our hot girl struggle. Hot girl, we have
all right.
That was deep, wasn't it?
That was pretty deep. I thought something else was gonna happen there, but
me too.
Yes, that's it. I like it.
Hot girl problems. They sing good, right?
It's kind of just a. Flat, kinda.
Except we're hot.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
That's basically the whole song. They ended here.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We're perfect. So
wow.
I thought that would be a good opportunity to realize that there are a lot of other really bad music videos.
Oh, I am sure. Yeah.
Like super bad. And the one of them that that stuck out to me is a show that was on. It was like a public access show. Let me get to my little notes here. Totally. Unprepared. Oh no. It was an 80s access show, and it was from YouTube user Alan Aldafan 18182.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is called "He Loves a Fat Girl."
Next, we're going to see Ellen and Donald in their act. He loves a fat girl.
It's not about age. It's not about race.
So imagine this. Imagine
it's not about genre.
Yeah.
An older, fat,
it's not about genre.
Like a kind of grandma,
it's
like
about
white chick,
size.
And then like a younger black dude dancing
and
together.
How big women
oh no!
Really are great.
Uh oh.
Wait till the keyboard comes in.
Seriously?
He loves a big girl, but she's warm and juicy and nice. He loves a full girl, and he wants
full.
Himself a slice.
Well, this is funny.
He loves a plus girl.
So bad.
It's really bad. The thing that makes me laugh is the most is the keyboard.
And heaven dreaming about her buns.
And how it's not in sync with this.
Yeah,
with,
it's not even like, why did they even come in with that?
With a beat they have going in the background.
Yeah.
Like Jello. He'd be such a lucky fellow to have that plump girl he loves. He
wow.
And then there was Denny Blaze from the 80s.
Did you ever suck the cherry out of the cherry donut?
It's just a demo. The audio is rough because I was running it for myself. And the track is still just a keyboard. But I wanted to put my ideas down on videotape so you can see what I'm trying to market.
Oh, boy.
Since the time that I've made the videos, I've been working in a recording studio.
It's from the
80s.
It sounds
amazing.
I've been working on tracks for behind me, and I've also been working on smoothing out my rap.
For some reason, I thought it was old.
So pretty much, if you can understand what I'm trying to market, I think once you hear my audio demo...
My audio.
Audio. What's that? What's
and
that
rap
about?
Is a way for me to express my point of view. And in mainstream music right now, there's not a middle-class average guy telling his point of view that's white. Any white rapper that's out there right now claims to be from the streets of urban areas. I'm not trying to be anybody that I'm not. I'm just a middle-class guy trying to express myself. And so hopefully by watching my videos, you can see that, and you can see how marketable it is. And I'm knocking on every door that I can to get my big break. So hopefully you can help me get my big record contract.
It's a big build-up to the
song.
Yeah,
the more he talks, the less interested I am. Oh, boy.
Again, the awesome keyboard. You know, in the 80s, I used to have a keyboard that had like the same beat on it.
Oh, yeah. Wow, it's really, yeah.
It's a long build up.
I'm not the typical rapper that you'll meet. I don't live in a box, nor was I raised on the street. And as you can see,
wow.
I'm not black.
Tight.
Do you think he was the precursor to Vanilla Ice?
Oh my gosh, this is horrible.
This is horrible. There were some really bad ones on. I heard a lot of them. There was another bad one that's called
press the fill-in button.
Why Must I Cry? It was really bad because it was just singing and he's in the shower, lathering up while he's in the video.
That's weird, crying.
Listen.
What the hell? This is going to make me cry in a different way. What the hell?
up and he's like, well, I'm a sucker.
Same words over and over again.
This is my favorite.
You like this one the best?
This is so weird.
It's really weird. It's even weirder with the video.
It'd be great just to get the vocal track. Has he got a problem?
I don't know.
He's got like a little speech thing there.
Just maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Touch pitchy. Little pitchy.
Little pitchy. All right, Randy Jackson. All right, I just wanted to share those things with you.
That's beautiful.
So, do you think we should take another break?
That's some great music.
Should we do BTR community time or the weird news?
When we come back?
Yeah.
Whatever you want. We don't have to do this weird news. This isn't like that terrific.
Oh, okay.
Even though I did say title, but you know, we can do whatever you want. You want to? Try the community time, we could do that.
We could try some community time because I got community time previews too.
All right, cool.
All right, so let's go to break for a little bit.
That sounds good. So we're gonna
let's go out.
Yeah, we'll go
out
with this.
All right,
and,
you got 15 more seconds.
And then we'll come back with Blog Talk Radio community time.
Yes.
All right, all coming up.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
You dress yourself to the nines every day. Why shouldn't you do the same for your friend with nine lives? At Meow Inappropriate Cat Accessories, we stock hundreds of unnecessary adornments to shamelessly decorate any cat. We've got cat saddles, kitty swim trunks, feline infrared goggles, and introducing the electronic cat translator.
Feed me. Leave me alone. Go yourself.
So if it's cute, if it's teeny, and if it probably shouldn't go on a cat, then you'll find it at Meow Inappropriate Cat Accessories, located between the Bicycles for Dogs warehouse and the Lizard Mittens Emporium.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar, get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The future is now. The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
What's up?
Zebra Bar.
And I'm going to skip the plug. First of all, I'm looking at a picture of bacon strip pancakes, and it looks amazing.
Late night bacon.
Late night bacon, but these you need a griddle for.
Oh, okay.
So I'd love to get back to some Blog Talk Radio
it's
community
really good.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a long time since we did Blog Talk Radio community time.
It's been way too long.
And I think we should get back to it. So there are a few choices of users we could call and speak to.
Yeah.
So the first user is, I feel bad about it because they're having their first show.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
And that's the DJ, the DG show.
Oh,
that's the user's name.
I like a new show. Hey, they could use a hand.
The second user is probably having their second show because the first show was 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's a short show.
And I have a little clip from the first show.
Fantastic.
So if there's anybody out there listening, the first question we have today is this right here. If you're going on vacation, a family vacation, and your sister is bringing her boyfriend that not a damn person likes, right? And you know that dude's going to get beat up on vacation. What do? You can't tell your sister no because you love your sister. So what do you do? Let's get some comments board, call us, call in, tell us what you do.
Okay.
And let's see what y'all got to say. I got some audio loading up about to play some local rap here, me and some of my boys. Let's get some callers up, get some laughs going on here.
Yeah. Dead air.
Dead air.
Wow. Still going?
Still going.
Dead air.
Dead air.
Wow. You're almost a minute there. Hey, our first show was better than that. We didn't. At least we didn't do that.
Facebook.
Oh, he's got some Facebook.
Facebook chat.
Hey, you might want to play some audio or say something. Maybe. Nothing?
Nothing.
I see he probably had an hour show planned, and then he decided we're just going to cut it up.
Oh, guys, 347-324.
Give out the number. That'll work.
Let's get a call in the queue.
Oh, we might
more
need
Facebook
to help this
chat.
Person out. Are they on? Is this?
So the username is the J-Dub Show Funny Time.
Funny Time.
Yes.
Sounds like a hilarious show.
Let's see if they're on right now.
Okay, great.
The J-Dub Show, because I thought they were going to be on now.
Was he going to do an hour?
I suppose to.
Wow.
Well, let's see. Funny Time with... Did they reschedule? I'd be bitter if they rescheduled. Oh, on air. 1 hour and 17 minutes remaining.
Love Hope Radio.
Oh, nice. Here we go.
So, sometime we will make you laugh.
I was playing some music.
Yeah, they're playing some music.
Is it like a music show?
No, it's supposed to be. It says comedy.
I have heard nothing funny.
Not yet.
I want to call and ask if he wants to reconsider recategorizing his show.
So what, not funny? Oh, goodness. Good music, too.
Yeah.
Let's check in with the DJ, with the DG show.
Okay.
See what's going on there, because that's a first show.
Oh, first show.
First show.
All right, I got the phone ready here if we want to call in.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What's going on right now? 1 hour
and
16 minutes remaining.
Long Hope Radio.
Wow, they're doing a long show.
They're playing Run's House?
I don't get this. Just the music playing.
Yeah, they can't do that.
I don't get that.
Better. I bet $5 billion to get no ASCAP license.
For this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't either.
That's true.
Was he just playing music?
We could try calling.
We could try calling.
It's better though if they're like talking.
Yeah, it is better if they're talking. I mean, I got the number here to speak with a host. Because the tagline of the show says the music is good, but the conversation is better.
Okay. Wow.
I wish you would stop playing the music and we could call. There's another show we could call called The Wrecking Ball, which is supposed to be funny, but it's not.
Yeah?
Yes.
Seems like that's a trend. A lot of shows are like that.
Totally. Let's see what's going on with them. Hey, when they're just playing music, that's so annoying.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a radio show, really. I mean, yeah. I guess you could have a music show, but I don't know. That's not comedy.
It's not comedy at all. See, are they having a show right here? Oh, it says waiting for host to call in.
Uh-oh.
That is so sad.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's check in with our other guy we got going on.
Okay. Is this the first one?
Yeah, let's check in with the first one.
Okay.
See what's going on with that.
See if they still play music or...
The J-Dub. We will make you
Love
laugh show.
Hope Radio.
15 minutes for a long show.
That is a long show. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on with the going on? What's going on in the 618?
618 is bull rain. It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Is it pouring? And oh, man, it's pouring.
Nobody's snoring yet. Everybody's up and ready in this house.
All right, so what's going on? What you call in for this time?
I don't know. I was born. So what's people saying about Tupac?
Nobody's called in on the Tupac thing yet.
Well, I'm bothering. Why
are
pit puppies to be born?
Do what?
So I'm waiting on my pit dog, my pit bull to have her puppies.
Exactly.
Oh, for real? All right, so in Illinois, we got pit bulls.
Illinois!
Okay.
All right, you want to call?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I can take the number.
All right. The number is 347.
I do,
347.
324.
324.
5671.
5671.
Anybody want a pit bull?
One.
Call me at 347-324-5671.
Just gave out the number.
Pitbull.
You can have your chance to win a free pit bull.
What?
Oh, really?
But you can't do that.
Oh, my God. We need to win a free pit bull.
Okay,
are we
great.
Calling?
Yeah, I'm calling.
Sweet.
This could be perfect timing.
I want to win a free pit bull so bad. I mean, I'm excited. It's the return of Blog Talk Radio community time.
Great. Why isn't this ringing or anything?
Yeah, what's going on with that over there? Can we try again? Some other way? Didn't you have it working before? Now we look like idiots.
Yeah. All right, I'm redialing.
Okay,
oh, here
good.
We go. It's ringing.
Nice.
Did this ring once? Oh, okay. It's ringing.
It's ringing.
It's ringing. Doesn't it pick up, like, right away?
That's what I thought.
Did
Uh-oh.
I get the number wrong? 347.
Yes.
324.
Yes.
5671.
Yes.
It's just ringing.
That's weird. Oh, no. Try it again.
Okay. And call, redial.
This is why we like to have the music in the background.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
here we go.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Great.
If you desire to speak
press
to the
one.
Host, please press 1 at any time.
I want to know how I can win my free pit bull. She's still on the phone?
If Tupac has made some bad,
this
bad,
could be great.
Bad,
Christ.
Freaking records if he's been supposedly dead.
I heard that. Look, we got another caller, and this might be my interview. I don't know if
okay.
it is, but just stand by.
You've got an interview one. Scheduled?
That's us.
All right.
Caller, you there?
Hello.
Hello?
Is this us from the 347?
Hello?
I guess so.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great.
Great. How are you?
Who is this?
Oh, this is the Derek and Kay Show. We're also on Blog Talk Radio. We're broadcasting right now, and we heard we can win a free pit bull.
That's crazy, dude.
Yes. So we're calling in. We want to find out how that's possible.
I don't sound so good.
Yeah, talk to this girl that just called in giving away free pit bulls.
Wait, did you say the first caller gets a free pit bull?
No, this lady, this girl that lives in Illinois, she just called in.
Yeah.
And she's giving away free pit bulls.
We got away.
She's giving away free pit bulls?
Yes.
Oh.
Why do you have pit bulls to give away?
Because my dog's having puppies.
Oh, puppy pit bulls.
I see.
I gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
So this is...
To a good home only.
Yeah, well, we're a little bit out of state, so I don't know. We were looking for a mascot, but that might not work.
And we're not calling on behalf of Michael Vick either.
That's true.
That's right. So we're a good home for pit bulls. Do you have any... But what if we don't want a pit bull, though? Do you have, like, a cat you can have?
I am looking for a cat.
Yeah, I have cats, too.
Hey, she's got cats.
Wow, what kind of cats you got?
Well, I've got white ones, I got calico, I got black ones. I got one that looks like Church off Pet Cemetery.
Have you ever seen Pet Cemetery, Darren?
I never did see Pet Cemetery.
I didn't see it either.
But I think that would be, if someone was interested in a cat, that would be perfect.
What kind of cat are you looking for, Darren?
big coffee.
I know, what happened to Jay?
Yeah, I heard that. All right.
Was it going to be an interview or something?
What?
Do you have an interview scheduled?
Yeah.
So what's your show about?
My show is about promoting local rappers.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay, here is the question that we're asking right now. Do you believe Tupac and or Biggie Smalls is still alive?
Wow.
No.
I would say that's a big no.
That's a definite no.
I mean, he was on the news and things like that.
I mean, Tupac's a hologram, for God's sake.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just because it's a hologram doesn't mean he's alive.
That's right. He's not really on the stage. He's so finished.
Right.
Biggie Smalls, definitely down. He's dead, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
But I like that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Okay, and
call us in the 618 ER. Neither one's dead. I just want everybody to think they're dead.
Hi, caller from the other radio station. I don't know why y'all call, but okay, y'all have a nice day.
Oh, we're just reaching out and
saying, to say hi.
And saying hi. We're another show. We're listening to your show. We're actually playing your show on our show, if you can believe that. And it is the Derek and Kay Show.
The Derek and Kay Show.
And we're on Sundays at 7.
That's right. So listen to our show. Anyway, you guys have a great show.
Yeah. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What?
Are your bills piling up?
Oh, I'm going to press N. Oh, that was great. I loved it. Oh, that was really nicely done.
Did you like that?
I think we reached out and touched someone.
And that is how you play Blog Talk Radio Community Time, ladies
and
gentlemen.
That is how it goes. Perfect.
Yes.
Very nice.
Funny time with J-Dub. Because it's funny.
Wait, is
Because they were so funny.
He said the show was about rap.
He said it was about promoting local rappers.
But now he's saying it's a comedy show?
Well, here's
confused.
The description says, funny time with J-Dub. And it says the J-Dub show. And then it says comedy underneath. And then under the little thing, it says, we will make you laugh. We will make you, as in the letter U, laugh.
I don't think that's even happening. I hope we made someone laugh by calling into their show. Wow.
There's chat underneath here.
Oh, there is chat?
Yeah, there's chat.
Are they talking about us? Like, what the hell was that?
I don't know. There's not much really going on in the chat room. Let's see. What's going on?
My favorite thing to do is listen to
fun.
Their shows again and then listen to what they say afterwards. I love that. It's so good.
And then we can play that on our show.
Then we play it on our show. Yeah, it's great.
Fantastic.
Full circle.
Oh, my gosh. I almost...
Brilliant.
I'm curious to check in with the other show.
You think we have time? You want to?
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
See what's happening?
They get so caught off guard. They're like...
They really do get caught off guard.
Why wouldn't... If
when someone calls our show, we like
we
are so excited.
Yeah,
we just roll with it.
It would be great. I don't understand why they're like, so why'd you call us?
I know. They're so upset.
It's almost like they're angry.
When you have a radio show that's on air,
callers
aren't you
good?
Callers... People call in. I mean, not to our show, but then
not
they call
yeah.
in.
Oh, boy. Well,
when
really
when Kyle called, we were all good.
It was really exciting. He called back, I think.
I think he and his friends called
back.
Don't call him back again. Okay. Let's see what's going
we
on.
Can try another one? Or are we going to listen to...
I'm just going to... I just want to check in with the other show and see
here.
What's going on there.
Love Talk Radio.
And 6 minutes.
Wow. That's a long show.
Sick, but I'll be gay.
Okay, did you want to chime in on this topic?
Topic.
Sounds like the same thing.
It's a different show, though.
It sounds the same.
Well, his category is life.
I am a faithful church member, but I also have to know what it means to have a true relationship. And so, with the Lord, I don't think that, I think we get caught up in religion versus relationship. And so,
it sounds a lot more serious. I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, like they're actually maybe talking about something.
Maybe.
Begin to talk about this topic because it does hit really home for me, and a lot of times same people. Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh my.
The people that are talking about it down in the church, complaining about the church.
What? All right, I would feel kind of bad calling and punking their show because it's the first show. I don't want to scare people.
Yeah.
Oh, but that was fun.
That was pretty good.
That was really fun.
Oh, free puppy. I thought it was, if we called in, first caller gets a puppy. I thought we were going to win. I guess that's not how it works.
You know,
he has puppies to give away.
You know what's really ghetto? That, giving away pit bulls on air.
It kind of is. And she's got cats, apparently,
too. Yeah, she's
too.
Got cats. She's got all kinds of animals.
I wonder what that house must smell like. It's
really... And he mentioned Illinois, but pronounced the S.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he said Illinois a couple times.
I didn't catch that. Oh,
yes.
My gosh. And he lives there.
I don't know. Maybe he'll call on our show next
week.
That
would be great.
That'd be great.
Listen, we gave him the time and everything.
That's right. We gave him the time. Other radio show on the other station. No, we're on the same station.
He didn't get it. He couldn't put it together.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, that was pretty good. Pretty good.
So I just got one more thing to say before we go off the air. Do you know there's a town called Fooking, Australia? But it's
I heard about this. Yes. So they were gonna.
They want to change the name.
Yeah.
They had a meeting, 100 villagers.
Wow.
On April 17th to decide whether or not to switch the name from Fooking, which is spelled fucking, to without the C, or Fugging.
Yeah.
Fugging is funnier.
People are still going to make fun of it.
People steal the sign all the time, apparently.
Oh, I bet.
Because you live in fucking Australia. And, do you know, have you driven around Brookline lately?
Not lately. Like Coolidge Corner, maybe, but not like... Brookline proper.
So I've driven around Brookline in the past year or whatever, so, you know, parking and stuff.
Yeah.
They've got those multi-space parking meters where you put your credit card in and you, like, it prints out a receipt and you have to put it in the windshield, whatever.
Little sticker thingy.
Blah, blah, blah. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
People cannot handle them.
Oh, really? People are pissed?
People are pissed. And so they're going to spend, like, more than... like $100,000 to put in old parking meters.
Really?
The multi.
Oh, jeez. That's horrible. The money it's going to cost people more money. Well, you know, they actually had a decent system with those individual meters because if you got a card from the city, you could get your money back. They had cards you put in.
Oh,
if
really?
If you had time left over, you put it on a card.
Oh. Interesting.
I only saw it in Brookline, so maybe that's why people are so pissed, because if you
No, people are pissed because they're stupid. Here's a quote.
That's not surprising.
Residents have complained that the meters are confusing, slow, and are particularly burdensome for older drivers who must walk to their parked car to the multi-space meter, print a parking receipt, and return to the vehicle to put the slip in the window, even in inclement weather.
Jeez.
I can't hear a word you say.
If this is a problem, then maybe you should consider not driving.
Yeah. If you got to walk. And by the way, you're walking somewhere anyway. It's just not like you're getting a spot right in front.
It's the city.
Yeah.
It's the city.
That's nuts.
So they're going to spend $100,000 to pay for the move
horrible.
Back to single space meters.
That's ridiculous.
That's stupid.
Brookline,
Massachusetts, everyone.
Yeah. That's great. Well, you know what you want is actually I have the one that's confusing. There is one that's confusing. The one by the taco place.
Boca Grande?
No, the Mexican where we used to go and get the nachos. What the hell is it called? You know, in Union Square. That one's confusing.
Oh, in Somerville?
Yeah, that one's confusing because you got to put the money in. Like, you don't get a ticket, but you got to put what space you're in. You got to get the number.
Oh, that's a hard system.
That one's weird to
that's
me.
That's a hard system. But print out it, put it on your windshield. That's
no
simple.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're moving back to single space meters. That's the
dumbest. $100,000.
Dumbest thing ever.
That's stupid.
Brookline.
People should be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, my God. Anyway, join us next week.
Yeah, good time.
Is next week the guest show? Or is it the
it?
End? Is it the end? I think it's the end of April show.
Oh, it's the end of April. And then one might be.
Following one is guest.
That's going to be awesome. Some special guests. I thought it was like the 15th. Or the
no,
15th.
I think it's.
Is it coming up
the 7th 10th? Or something?
I can't remember numbers.
I don't know. We're definitely doing Blog Talk Radio Community Time then.
That was great.
For sure.
We'll get that with
all
them.
Right.
Good times.
Join us next time, everyone.
Take care. Bye bye.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.